bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We're going to have a conversation with Vivian Ray. Vivian Ray is a counsellor and a teacher who has a background in education, special education and social work. And she also runs a small group organisation called Resilient Rainbow Kids. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Fabulous. Yeah. Tell us about Resilient Kids.
Yes, Resilient Rainbow Kids is a group that I've been running for over 10 years. It's for children whose parents are GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. I run high school groups and primary school groups. So the next one that's coming up is a primary school group for children in grades 1 to grade 6, beginning on Saturday the 30th of July. So the groups go over 3 sessions, and the aims of them are to give the kids a place where they can talk with each other. They can talk about school, about their families. They can talk about what it's like having GLBT parents. A lot of these kids already know other children from gay and lesbian families, but they just don't talk with those children about what it's like to have same-sex parents.
Viv, it's Pete. I'm a step-parent of 2 children and married to their father. I sort of have a question around this because our kids who are 20 at special needs and 9 almost don't seem bothered. And we've had this discussion with both of them. Our eldest, as I said, has had Down syndrome and an acquired brain injury from chemotherapy. He's really cool. He sees 2 blokes or 2 women together and they're like, oh, they're husbands like you and dad, or wives like you and dad. He's very, very cool with his. Our 9-year-old also, who lives in a different state, but we see a lot, is perfectly well adjusted to the point where she just sees my relationship with her father very much the same as she sees Tony's relationship with her mother. So the mother is remarried. So I wonder, and certainly probably not the norm, but what skills are you providing with kids in these programs so that the relationships of their parents just seem perfectly ordinary?
Yeah. Thanks, Keith. Great question. The kinds of things that the children say, they're absolutely fine with their families. That's who they grew up with. They're, you know, everything's beautiful. The things that they say are a little bit tricky is kids at school who don't understand that. So when they talk about having 2 dads or having 2 mums, it's not an issue for them. But some of the kids have never heard of that before. I did research quite a while ago now, but the research was about the school experiences of children with same-sex parents. And one of the things that came out of that research was that the questions that the peers at school ask them. So, for example, they've said things like, you can't have 2 dads. One of them's got to be your uncle. You're just wrong. And when the kids say of lesbian parents talk about their donor, a lot of the kids at school have never heard the term donor, and so they're really confused. They think that the child's saying donut. And so in the group, we help them to work out responses that will be understandable by the children in grade 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes these kids try to explain. They say, no, they are my 2 dads. One of them's not my uncle. I've just got 2 dads. And often that's not acceptable enough, especially to the kids in the higher grades.
So, Vivian, I was going to ask you a little bit about some of the evidence that actually has led towards the development of your program. And you've talked about some research that you did some time ago. Can you tell us more about the evidence that leads towards this? And also maybe what about the demand for the work that you're doing as well?
sure. Well, the research, in the research, we interviewed 48 children.
So this is your research?
Yeah, the research that I did. It was a while ago, and the children loved being interviewed. A lot. Some of them were in groups. We did focus groups, and they really enjoyed the focus groups. And from there, they asked if I would continue running groups because they'd enjoyed it so much and felt so comfortable speaking with other children with same-sex parents. And so the groups have grown out of the request from these children who were in the research to do it.
So you're running these programs all over the place or just in Hawthorne?
Just in Hawthorne. If there were... If the demand becomes such that they want them all over the place, then I'm very happy to do it. I used to run them in Northcote. Just the price of the venue became too exorbitant in Northcote, so it was a practical reason for moving to Hawthorne for that group.
Great. And tell us about the demand. What sort of demand are you getting for your programs?
Well, quite a bit. There's parents who have spoken with their children and the children want to be enrolled. So for this coming group, I have got children right through from grade 1 to grade 6. And they're from lots of different primary schools all around Melbourne. Some of them are feeling quite isolated because they go to regional schools and they don't know anybody else with same-sex parents in their school, so they're feeling really a bit lonely and isolated. Others are in inner suburban schools. They've got friends within their own school who with same-sex parents, and they come because they really want to talk about, you know, what it's like for them, how to be confident in the face of questions or teasing if that were to occur. And in some cases it has occurred. In other cases they just want to be prepared in case it does. But mainly they want to take pride in their families. So the group, it's not only for solving problems and working out how to be assertive and working out what to say to kids who just don't understand the structure of their family, but it's also to feel joyous and feel the pride that they do feel anyway in being part of a rainbow family. And we do that by in lots of ways. There's activities, there's music, there's performance to their parents. They write in the last session, which is a third session, the kids write a rainbow rap. So they get into pairs and small groups, and I bring in a lot of musical instruments, and they go for it. They write their rainbow rap about living in a rainbow family. And then the parents come a bit earlier to pick them up, and they perform it to their parents. Some of these kids have been part of going to Gay Pride, going on Pride marches, and others don't even know about it. Their families haven't heard of it.
So, Vivian, how are you linked into other LGBT organisations and some of the work that they're doing, and also some of the mainstream organisations that are working with young people, for example, Headspace and Rainbow Families and et cetera? So there's a whole host of these organisations. So how are you linked into those?
Yes, yeah, I'm linked into Rainbow Families. I'm a member of Rainbow Families. I'm a lesbian parent. My daughter's in her 20s now, so I've been a lesbian parent with my partner. We've been together, you know, going on for 30 years now. And I actually began, I was one of the people, there were three of us way back in more than 20 years ago, who began what then was called Lesbian Litters, and which now has morphed into PLP, Prospective Lesbian Parents. We ran that until the three of us became pregnant, and then I started up Lesbian Parents. And I organised that on a monthly basis in Northcote, and that ran for 5 years. And then my partner and I decided when our daughter was 5 or 6 that we wanted to organise a conference. And so we organised the first Lesbian Parents Conference here in Melbourne. It went for one day back in 1994. 5, I think it was. And then next, the following year, we ran it over a two-day period. And lesbians from all around Australia attended the conference.
Viv, it sounds like you've got an enlightening sort of group here. We do need to wrap it up. Thank you for your time this morning.
Terrific. So if anyone would like to enrol their kids or ask me more questions, they could just go to the Resilient Rainbow Kids Facebook page and contact me through there.
Terrific.
But the group is coming up soon, so it would be terrific if people enrolled.
Good stuff.
Pretty soon.
Thanks, Vivian.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.